2024, here we go.
We're having Coast Cannabis Company's tangerine infused gummies. Yum.
I can't kiss it in real time. I'm sorry, that all the time. I can't kiss it all. If I can do it,
And in this Wacky Weeds 420 episode, we're going to be talking about our NECAM Boston experience.
Truth or toke? Will we smoke? I don't know.
The Coast Cannabis Company's handcrafted tangerine and few gummies had us on a roller coaster, but it was a nice ride, and we're disembarking as we're rounding out the show. 420!
Wacky Weeds! For y'all!
Like,
what's good, y'all? It's Mary Jane and
Munchies,
and we're doing a little BTS for y'all because you know it's the Wacky Weeds episode coming up. We got Coast Cannabis Company, and this is their handcrafted tangerine infused gummies. It's got a 1-to-1 ratio of THC, CBD, and CBG, which we don't get a lot of. We're excited. It's not a sleepy or an upper, it's just kind of whatever. So, I'm taking about 5. Because they're about 5 milligrams a piece, and they have this really yummy orangey color, and they're super squishy. Squishy. So I'm gonna take a couple, and then Munchie, she's gonna take about 4. Because she's lightweight.
I'm not lightweight. If anything, but this is high dosage, folks. She's
lightweight.
Mere mortals.
Okay, get a shot of Brandon. Brandon making his debut on Wacky Weeds episode, finally. Anyway, y'all, stay tuned for much, much more.
Bye.
What's up? It's Mary Jane and Munchies, and
this is 420 Wacky Weeds episode 2024. Here we go.
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies.
Like, comment, and subscribe. YouTube is live.
What's poppin'? What's fresh? How are y'all feeling? I hope y'all feeling good. Because this is Mary Jane and Munchies, y'all. And this Wacky Weeds. We've been doing this for like 3 to 4 years now. All right. So we got it honed down. We know you need fresh, new content every year, and this year we've outdone ourselves because we outside.
We outside.
Cause like we back outside. We so outside. We went to the New England Cannabis Convention, and it was fire. But there's more about that later on. Right now, my name is Mary Jane, aka Boston Bossy. If you want to know more about me, you can find me on all things Boston Bossy _, or click the link in my Instagram bio where you'll see all my connections, including where you can like and subscribe to this channel and mine.
Ooh, my name is Munchies. You can find me at QUEEMIEJONES. Yes, Queenie Jones, cook good and look good, aficionado, y'all.
And together we are Mary Jane and Munchies, and that's Mary Jane and A-N-D Munchies at gmail.com. Email us about anything concerning sponsorships, want to be a guest on the show, or there's a topic you want more about information about, we got you.
And I just want to say this right quick, just to clear up some stuff. If you are looking up for us on social media, it's Mary Jane in Munchies, like the nigga we is. In between, okay. In, like cookies and cream, you know what I'm saying?
Like capital N.
Yeah.
And then Munchies.
Right.
With the S.
Right. So you will put an underscore if you're going to find us on IG, right?
Right.
Now, if you're looking for us anywhere else, you can literally just touch that in any engine, okay?
Any engine.
Okay.
But since you're already here, make sure that you subscribe, like, comment, and share.
Yeah. Because we care, because it's 420, baby. And that's how we go crazy. Okay. So today, we are having this unique edible. Go ahead, boss it.
We're having Coast Cannabis Company's tangerine-infused gummies. Yum. At about 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we enjoy these delicious gummies. So it's been about 2.5, maybe 3 hours since. And now we're feeling the effects, and you're just gonna kinda get a little fuzzy wuzzy episode. But at the end of the episode, we'll tell you how it felt, how the gummies were. We microdosed at about 4 gummies apiece.
Because of our tolerance, baby. Okay? Because we're not one of those people who are like, oh, it's my first time. Our tolerance is up because we're chronically ill. And that's how we feel. We need to get about 4 in a row. And shout out to Jordan. Okay, we'll talk about them later on the episode. This company is all through Massachusetts. So if you want to introduce yourself to an edible that is outstanding.
Get high off of Coast Cannabis Company's handcrafted tangerine infused gummies.
They're all throughout Massachusetts. They're all throughout Massachusetts. And this is how we did it. Ooh. Their tongue getting a little loose. A goosey, a little slut.
Right. If you want some, link in the description.
I'm going to tell you how I feel right now. So, euphoria is hitting me. My spine is getting a little liquid. I did it on a half-empty stomach. Maybe 75% was full. I'm not sure. But I did it enough for me to be like, ooh. Because for me, I've been noticing if I don't have an edible on a half empty stomach, it doesn't hit as well. How's it hitting you?
I had breakfast. I had an iced coffee and I had egg, cheese, bacon with sausage. So it's like very fatty. So it's like I'm very high. And I am not someone that does edibles and then does anything else.
Oh.
So I'm very like, woo.
You lay your shit.
Ooh, oh. I'm walking on sunshine. Ooh, and a tangerine infused.
Ooh,
oh yeah. That's how I'm feeling. But we're also smoking, so we're combining our eddies with Mary Jane, as you'll see later on an episode. Oh, Mary Jane Weed.
Did you remember when we did those interviews and we was like Mary Jane or Munchies?
And Mary Jane Woo.
Why you have to forget
it? It wasn't a competition, though.
You said it wasn't.
So why are you
so
upset?
Why did you say it win, though?
You're upset you said like it was a competition,
but you said
it's not a competition.
You said it was a competition.
It feels like it's a competition.
I'm winning in the video, so I think
how
it was
you been,
a
Queenie Jones?
I was doing very well, until my laundry caught on fire, and
what?
It was incinerated in the center. Okay, so like,
did you film it?
No, I wish I did, but this is a real life.
Because we could have watched it on the floor.
I can't catch it in real time. I'm sorry, not all the time. I can't catch it all. If I can do it,
I can't wear a body cam.
Let me get the tripod right quick.
At
the house right
now. You gotta wear a body cam. Like, all right, I got it, guys.
Ooh. Okay, so I don't know how the fuck this shit happened, but real talk, I was taking out laundry, doing my little chore thizzle. And I don't know how I didn't get caught on fire when I was taking out the laundry, but me and my sister was smelling shit in the house. I just got this CBD candle.
How did you transport
but
fire?
Wait, listen, I'm trying to tell y'all niggas, because sis, I was not even on no fuck shit. I got this TJ Maxx candle. You know how they be marking the candles down and giving it to TJ Maxx? I thought it was a fucked up CBD candle, and that's why it didn't sell. Me and my sister were like, so we... What the fuck? We was like, oh, no. I think you just burnt the clothes. That's what my sister kept on telling. How the fuck you burn the clothes? I've never burned no clothes in my life. I don't know that. She kept on telling me, I've never burned no clothes. Like, I've heard niggas ironing and burning clothes because you can't fucking iron, bitch. But I've never had that shit happen.
How close was the candle to the clothes?
It wasn't that close. And it wasn't even burning. It was on a warmer. So it wasn't the candle.
Then why did you bring up the candle?
So, but that's what me and my sister thought it was, because we were smelling some shit.
Why are you bringing up this candle?
Okay,
and implicated the candle wrongfully.
We thought that it was a discounted smelly ass candle.
Got you. That's not a good set for candles. Why would they sell that?
So she dipped like a chip.
Y'all clothes burning.
She dipped like a chip. She's like, all right. Oh, well, the candle's off and it can't. Well, hopefully.
We should take it off the warmer. We should continue.
We fucking thought we solved it. We was on our Scooby-Doo. That was the fucking villain. Anyway, so about 45 minutes later, I'm like, why it smells so fucking strong in here? It's getting stronger. I thought we eliminated the issue. So we get in this motherfucking bag. And then at the SI period, pull out the last bag, the white clothes. It was embers of fire in the center.
What?
I don't know how we...
How high
It's not my family's fault. I don't know how I didn't catch a fire. Now I've caught a fire numerous times and multiple times. At this point, my house has come on fire multiple things. Why is it me always the one getting delivered with flames? How much do I need to trust in the fire?
From the location with the clothes.
I don't know. All right, so I'm gonna say that's how I'm doing. How you doing? How you doing? Because I'm alive. I made it.
Well, I'm unarsoned by the supernatural. So there's that.
You want to bring up anything? You want to go and break up
because
that shit?
Because it's the only thing that makes sense to say. Boogie.
We're just going to break y'all. Don't keep on laughing at my life, friend. Don't keep on laughing at my life. That's what really would be happening in our life. Stop laughing. We're going to go pay some bills. She laughed at me. I didn't die. See? No burns.
This is so fucked up. Y'all come with me to Essential Body Herbs on Blue Hill Ave in Leota PM. Off jump, I had to give me a mush walk for my teeth assist, okay? Keep them white and bright. Essential Body Herbs has an array of body care, holistic, aromatherapy, herbs, and disease. You feel me? They are Black-owned, family-owned, and Caribbean. A trifecta of Black excellence. Y'all, I had to give me some peppermint ginger tea. My stomach was messing with me. They got powders and sea moss in the back, you feel me? Then they got honey and bee pollen, you know, for your allergies. Before I dipped, I had to get me some sandalwood and eucalyptus incense because they got a array that I could not ignore. Got some agua too, dried incense in the front, slabs of African black soap, a brick of African black soap, diversity. They got a perfumery in the back. You know I had to make some. Customer service is amazing. Got two of them. Then I had to check out Cook Good and Look Good. Check them out.
What's up, y'all? Cha-ching! We're back, Mary Jane and Munchies.
Hi.
And in this Wacky Weeds 420 episode, we're going to be talking about our NECAM Boston experience, snack on some Coast Cannabis handcrafted tangerine-infused gummies, and give you all things cannabis cooking and homegirl.
Well, once again, my friend, NECAM is something that I've never been to. I've seen it a couple times on the socials, right? You know, it's a development. You know, I see the wave, but I was like, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Our personal peoples sent it up to us in Newbies, got them tickets, and we strolled up on them. Now, friend, when we went in March, it was the 22nd and 23rd. Did you feel like it was good conditions for this?
I felt like it was cannabis conditions, which is all conditions. Cannabis people, we come out, we show out because it's our thing. Like it's like being a fan of anime. It's like being a fan of comics. It's like being a fan of model airplanes or model cars. You come out for the thing that you're passionate about, and people are passionate about cannabis, and they came out.
Oh, they did. They showed up and delivered out. The thing, what I said, if it was for those conditions, it's always random for some cannabis stuff nowadays. Now, last time,
hemp because they forced us to go outside when they could just improve their ventilation system.
They could, because they ever since Cat Williams, we saw that they were smoking straight. You saw, we got right here, they were...
Cat, in advance, I just want you to know, you should let people bring their food in, because my friend is forever going to be mad that you let people bring their weed in to smoke, but not the expensive dinners that they took from these different places.
I should have looked pregnant.
She feels some type of way.
I should have put it in my abdomen, or I should have put it in my titties.
My abdomen go crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's eating abdomen pork grilled prawns? Like,
if it's in a container, but if you stack it up right.
Container.
You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't be weird looking.
You know what I should have said? I have a gluten allergy. I shit that out during the process of the show. You going to try to tell me?
In hindsight, that I should have eaten all my food and
no,
then
we
went to the
we couldn't. We had $300 worth of food. How are you going to eat $300 worth of food?
No, what I'm saying,
are
when
we
I
pigs?
Said...
$300. It's Vegas, bitch. Ain't nobody going to tell us about it. We're not taking this shit
down. Are we pigs?
Looking like some Pac-Man ass motherfuckers. I just want to let y'all know, if that's what we have to do, I was have an edible before, but I'm hungry as hell now, okay? I want to say, if you a skinny bitch, go ahead and take these edibles, and you'll get fit again. Anyway, so, we can. It was a very different deliverance, and I was happy that we still went in the rain. Shout out to all the people we saw. Now.
Like Coast Cannabis Company. Shout out to Jordan from Coast Cannabis Company, their field marketing manager. Thank you so much. Shout out to you.
Hello, this is good as fuck. Thank you.
Shout out to Squire Specialty Elixirs. Their craft cannabis beverages are super yummy. We look forward to working with you, Nikki. Thank you.
Hey. Look out for them. Mmm. Now, Timothy from Fernway. Now, Fernway's exhibit, I don't know if it's exhibit, what is it called, stand?
I would have said exhibit, like they gave you like the Fernway experience.
Ambiance,
baby. It was very ambiotic. You'll see some pictures in our stories of both me and Munchie. So tune into that. You'll see lots of pics of us on our page. Of us sitting in the aesthetics, and it was very vibey. I shout out to them, very vibey.
It's a vibe all the time.
More vibey was like Nova Farms and maybe
we pray for you.
Aeroman, like I think so.
Oh, we say okay. So Aero, okay. I know that we at my family, because we be having the plugs at my house, we love a good cannabis company. We ascend from a good cannabis company. Boo. Shameless plug. But we got this little container. We got a little array back when somebody worked for a cannabis company from them. And that shit is so good. Everything they got in their lines is delicious. So
keep up the best.
And Fernway be over around the studio. I think actually we don't talk about how much we love Fernway. We act like we're involved all the time on the wall. So,
and you'll definitely be seeing us feature some more local brands as we outside.
Now, last but not least,
Ziploc Seeds. We want to shout them out both for the knowledge they provided on site and the ongoing knowledge in the growth process of becoming cannabis cultivators.
Now, they kind of gave us a good spiel that was like, being that the Northeast Coast and the West North Coast, I think, are very similar in climate. So the growing patterns that they have and seasons are very similar in line to what Massachusetts would face if you were growing indoor or outdoor. So the key thing is try to make sure you are growing inside your house before your actual grow season happens, and then put it out. Or if you can, right, if you have a delivered known unfrost date, go ahead and implant, and you'll have a grow season that develops like a harvest almost. But you know, I'm an indoor girl because I'll be working in the summertime. They also gave the 401 on how to do that. So email them, okay? We're gonna have all that in the description below. You know how
check
it goes.
Out all the info below. And so much more.
All right, y'all. We're going to pay some bills one more time. Again, my friend.
Y'all, come with me to Nubian Markets on Washington Street in Roxbury. The first thing I got was some citrus, and you already know, for real. This is a black-owned grocery store. If you walk through Nubian Markets, you see these little signs telling you that you're buying black. I grabbed me some white robin kimchi and some tofu. Boo. Then I turned to the dairy section and got me some buttery butter, baby. Slowly but surely, I entered my home, the Cannon Spice. I got me some Louisa Sisson and some mustard seed, because I got the faith of one, baby. Re-hit the produce section for some nanners and garlic, because you know, y'all, I forgot. Y'all, look behind me. Y'all, they got a grab-and-go section with savory snacks and seeds, and if you go a little bit further, you're going to see some dessert. Nubian Markets. Now, surprise, surprise, they got a cafe. Every hello, butcher. I had to check out because I was about to pick out. Cook up, look good, check them out.
She gummita, fuck gummita.
Tada. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, it's like fog.
Oh, do you mean to say you need to take treat? Do you need to maybe take
I
a tree?
Maybe I need to have some more premium. Take three. I ain't no punk.
Oh, you ain't no punk, but you on the phone because you didn't have that phone.
It's a little foggy. Like, this is more like E40s, watch a movie, go to sleep.
Oh, wow. So this is probably like a for you lovers out there.
Right. Well, definitely. Because they're like, hey, you can do it anytime. I'm like, depends on what you want to do during that time.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, in between time.
Mary Jane's up front. I be sunk in skunk. Mary Jane's up front. She don't need no skunk. Mary Jane's up front. Y'all.
Y'all. There you go. Yeah, that's like, y'all. This is Mikey Weezer. Like,
Oh, baby.
So right now we are talking about North Carolina's first dispensary will open on 420, but only for medical cannabis. So I read the article for y'all. Yeah, welcome. What really stuck me is, you know, we have time to police everything, but things that really need policing. The housing crisis don't matter. Child trafficking don't matter. Gun violence don't matter. But how much of an ounce you can buy in a certain county still matters. And the craziest thing is this is on tribal lands. So the government is way overreaching at this point to even try to control it. But we'll keep updated with this story. North Carolina, I'm glad that you're at least making the attempt to get people their medicine. Hopefully, one day, through legalization, you'll be able to fully medicate everybody that needs it.
Recreationally, this is something that, of course, y'all gonna have to figure out the developments for. But let me tell you a little backstory. Grandpapa, grandfather lives in North Carolina, right? And if you have a medical card, you can use a out-of-state medical card to go to the dispensary, get your re-up on medical property. Would be on tribal lands only, of course, because hey, at least they know that the natives need their stuff. We know, okay? Everybody needs their medication and get it back.
You gotta
to
medicate
the
yourself to the bullshit, but. Shh, you didn't hear that from us.
Not for the bullshit. I was just thinking that, like, maybe natives were actually stressed and this is a way to give it back to the community.
Yeah,
and
you know why they were stressed.
I mean, yeah.
It's the caucasity of it.
And I'll keep that note at that. So, friend, when we are playing Truth or Toke, do you feel like we be talking enough?
I feel like my token has gone down since I've, like, taken on new responsibilities in my life, but I always know I'm going to toke away from a good time, and that's comforting. So, Mary Jane.
I'm going to try to keep this joint in my head, because as you can see, Mary Jane is
lit. I'm loving Mary Jane. She.
I bet you like Eddie's now. I feel like, you know, as much as she kicked back.
And this ghost company turned me into a leader. I'm having tangerine dreams.
Now, as much as there's a difference in our high experiences, you can see the different things that happen with people. So keep this in mind. Look at us. Keep it written down. Two different experiences. Same dosage. You saw it. Anyway. Truth or toke? Will we smoke? I don't know. Let's tell the truth. Are we gonna have to take a toke?
What's up, y'all? It's Mary Jane. I want to teach you the toke. You know it's the staple game. If y'all have suggestions for other games you'd like to see Mary Jane and Munchie, go ahead and drop that in the comments right around this section of the video. Pew, pew,
pew, pew. But this is a staple, baby. So, you know, let me just go. I'm gonna ask you a question, okay?
Y'all, we were
just talking about in our last segment about, you know, the justification of cannabis being legalized throughout the South. And we're just talking about some real nigga shit. So on some little fucking cannabis activist shit, you gotta think here. Don't just be a little just regular cannabis. Okay, my question is, would you like a free ounce of weed every week or release someone who has been in prison from selling an ounce of weed every week for a year?
Or like the free ounce of weed every week.
You heard what I said.
You didn't ask me for an explanation. If you want one, just ask.
Explanation?
Because then how are you going to afford these legal fees? Yeah. I get the free weed every week. Then I can afford these legal fees to get the people out.
See, that
with weed, you can do more.
you could have just smoked, because I feel like at that point you not even giving a heck about anything. You just like, I got an ounce of weed, I can do anything. So now I'm trying to put to the thought process that I can free niggas every week who sell an ounce. But my thing is, if I got a free ounce of weed, that's more important every week for a year. The fuck am I just sleeping on that? Now I'm gonna have a couple pounds by the end of the year, maybe. Maybe.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
is that how they go? No, it's not a couple pounds, but you're gonna have a lot of weed excess, right? And then a lot of people could be free because you're smoking weed in excess.
And what if you got a serial killer off of a weed charge? Everybody don't need to get out. You know what I'm saying?
That's not the, that wasn't the question. It was not the same justification. You just trying to make it seem like you getting that ounce of weed every week is gonna be better than freeing a nigga for who sold that shit and has been in prison in some other state. Somewhere in South Carolina, niggas mad as fuck talking about it. Just the ounce, nigga. I sold it. I'm trying to feed my kids. It was diapers, niggas. It was just diapers. That's why I can't ever have to Darius' mom be like me. Cause I sold weed, nigga. It was an ounce though. The fuck? Now I'm being here for another fucking 7 months.
He's just trying to put 5 carrots in his baby girl's ear.
Oh, and then we gotta shed a tear. Cause today's ain't got no diamonds here. Anyway, alright. So I would say, for me, I would free a nigga every week who sold an ounce of weed, because...
Oh, that's on game. That's on
for game. A year, I can hold it down. But I will say, this $12,500 that I've spent the last 6 years I've been in Boston... It's been an excess, but let's just say I'm going to keep on spending money in excess because I've still been doing it. Now, them friend, I'm not going to get the combo killer fucking weed seller. Like, I didn't say he put two bullets in the nigga's head that he didn't have that money for his weed ounce instead. He got caught with weed on him while he put and killed him. That's not the person I'm going to get. Now, the person I was talking about was Tadarius dead. Okay? Tadarius is dead. Really just was trying to feed his kids, and now it's been 18 years. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he black, and they're trying to make it seem like the weed dust was about 5 other grams, but you don't count weed dust in nobody's car. That's what I'm fucked up. You saying that shit is like saying...
They in the grind over here like, yeah, you roll a couple more bunts and you know about... It's a well-used grinder here, Darius. No, you're kind. You people. You people and your ganja.
Just fucking around. You were driving hot, weren't you?
Finding out. Fucking around and finding out.
And meanwhile, this nigga accounting. And that's his side hustle.
What is a weird food that you love?
Sorry. Ignore the weed drop. Anyway, a weird food that I love. Ooh, okay. So I like pickled squid in a little bag in Okinawa that comes from this thing called Family Mart. It's kind of like a 7-Eleven. They also got 7-Elevens out there, but they don't have the pickled squid. Now, the pickled squid is me and my father's, like, delectable, delicious something pickup. You eat that with a green tea that's unsweetened. And, you know, right before you go to Coco's Curb. You know what I'm saying? That's delicious. That's my little weird. I love me some squid calamari. You know what I'm saying? Is that? No. Yeah, that's good too. And I love me some octopus. Mm. Octopi, if you will.
Octopi.
What's yours? What's yours?
Weird.
Weird.
I don't know if it's weird. I do like pickled pig's feet.
Country.
Lightly pickled, not heavily pickled.
How many days is light pickled versus heavily?
No, absolutely not. That's very odd to me. I don't quite understand what's happening with that, the egg or the pickle.
I love the egg in
like
a jar.
The pickle makes sense because pickles are in jars, you know. Why is meat product
circling back? So how many days is left?
So like a 12 to 24 hour pickle, then we eat it and like we have to keep it in the fridge.
Ooh.
And it's cold and spicy and delicious and meaty and fatty, but there's no jar on a counter involved. It's thrown out probably like 2 to 3 days after creation because, well, it's pig feet. So, I mean, it's time to...
You don't want to suck a toe no more.
Right, like you can only suck a toe so much. I think that and weird. I don't know if I like weird combinations of food. I'm one of those people that gets Korean fried chicken and sushi. And I like stuffing and lasagna. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, so
I just like texture. I like texture. I like
functions.
Food combination. So I don't know if it's weird. I would just think like pig's feet is one of my go-to things.
I don't even make it no more, but yeah, that's it for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my last question. What terrible movie or show is your guilty pleasure?
A terrible movie. Terrible movie. So I'm answering these straight off the dome. That's why I'm like, terrible movie. I don't know, because I really can't sit to watch a movie that's terrible. The Band.
The what?
The Band.
The Band? What's that?
The Diddy Making of the Band Show.
So why? Why is it?
Watch, watch the show.
I have. But it's why? Hilarious. It's hilarious?
Yes, it's hilarious.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to go and see it? Okay.
Because no matter when this episode airs, that's going to be funny.
Just
you're not
going to
diddy me. You're not going to diddy me. No diddy. No diddy.
You know what's sad? Sometimes I wonder what the fuck be wrong with Scorpio. But I'm a Scorpio. So what the fuck is wrong with me? A lot of things. So I'm just let you know. My guilty pleasure movie that I can watch, I got two. One is just the Queen Latifah Beauty Shop movie. I can watch that like 24/7, 365. Anything Queen Latifah, even though it's a guilty pleasure. The Beauty Shop is great. But Tyler Perry movies is probably my guilty pleasure or plays. I can watch those a lot, and then until I like the singing annoys me. I'd be like, goddamn. I'll start having to fast forward through the songs. I know I've been watching them too much. I'm like, oh, that bitch singing a lot. Go ahead, praise God. All right, now, 35 seconds, 2 minutes. Hell no. The longest one was nine.
Well, I like musicals. That's understandable. I like musicals.
You feel like Tyler Perry plays are musicals?
That's why they're singing.
They're not plays? What's the difference between a musical and a play? Please don't. I'm just trying to ask you for real, because okay. I need to know.
So a musical is they're singing the whole time. A play, there can be song, because it's a play. It's a moving movie. When else would the music part come in if someone doesn't sing on stage?
Okay, so a musical and a play, they're two different things.
Yes, slightly. Similar. Yes, very similar, but different.
Okay, so I'm not trying to be funny. My whole life, I did not know there was a difference or there was a proven. You know, I didn't give a fuck that hard, to be
that's
honest.
That's fair.
But no, it's not that I'm mad.
No, that's fair.
I'm just being.
The more you know.
Thank that's you so fair. Much. And wow, I'm delighted by the information, but I was just like, I don't
but
know.
But that's why there's like weird moments of song in some of his earlier work, because the plays were in theaters, like for play.
Coast Cannabis co-crafted tangerine infused. Check in. When it comes to the gummies, how are you feeling when it comes
my
to
my body feels amazing. Mm.
How does this feel? Oh, you're feeling like poop.
Is that why you say that?
That's yeah, because you had laughed like that. And your end is golden. What did you say? I look like a giraffe. Who's a famous giraffe? Do I look like the Toys R Us cat?
Yes! Oh, I love that giraffe.
I wish I...
That's the best giraffe. Huh, where a kid can be a kid.
Reflective memories. Okay, so for me...
Can't it buy me
too? My body feels good. My mind is delighted. I think your mind is delighted too. Are you united and delighted?
Yeah, it's like a little... roller coaster.
A wheel.
They should put like a serving suggestion. Four is too many.
I thought you could take it. You took.
Well,
too
I mean,
many
I can.
You.
It's not too many for me, but for the average
that's
mere
what you
mortal.
Said.
No, but for the average mere mortal, I don't know how they get anything done. Me, I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. But for the mere mortal, I don't know how they get it done.
Not a warrior. A warrior.
It's your girl, Kumi Jones, back live in the flesh, and I'm back here in Renilly. And don't be silly. Get you some Renilly, and don't be silly, because you can always catch me in Renilly. in the city, in the videos. You already know how it goes. Renili is an excellent experiment in human excellence. To get your Renili, go on to www.renilionedge.com. Don't be silly. Get your Renili. Yeah, yo.
Cha-ching, those bills got paid. Mary Jane and Munchie back to you. And it's time for Munchie's Corner. Munchie's Corner is all things cooking and cannabis. She's going to get you into the know-how and the hoo-hoo and the what-what and the yum-yums that you need and your tum-tums. Take it away, Munchie.
Hi. I just want to say this. When it comes to cooking and look good stuff on the Wobo, I'm going to give you this on every platform. Gotcha, baby. All right, so look here. You're looking at me crazy if you're watching YouTube, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. When it comes to oysters, we be guzzling them down. Me and Mary Jane, we I didn't know what a fork was for, you know, oysters about until like halfway into the oyster eating process. I was just throwing it back with some hot sauce and lemon, okay? So when it comes down to how much we consume it, 350 is what we usually eat per oyster when we're going to a fine dining spot, right? So maybe it's three per 350 if you're loving.
Stop damaging the ocean and overfishing stuff.
It's not. I feel like
oysters is getting into oxtail price.
Oh, well, that is overconsumption. It's blowing up because usually how much you know about like taking some ugly looking things off a rock and cracking them open and eating them. When did that become cute?
Yeah, turning the forest ranges now.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with lobsters. They said that was rodent stuff. And then you put some butter and garlic and some salt on that mother fluffer. Then
it came delicacies. Delicacies.
More delicious. A little parsley on there to make it look bougie. Anyway, but this is Boston Eater's article about $1 areas of Boston that you can get your oysters for a good cost in. Okay, so look here. First one, we have Salt and Stone. That is in Somerville's Assembly Row. It's offers $1 oysters Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Now, go ahead and just go after work, baby. Just, if you get off right
now
at that time.
Now, that's a weird happy hour.
Just throw it back. I know you are stressed. You want to do your best. You need some oysters. Go ahead. Go there. Okay, look here. If you want Somerville, that's accessible to you. Now, let's go to the next one. Now, Thirsty Scholar Pub. This is a laid-back bar. Okay, it's $1 oyster Tuesday. Every Tuesday. Deal start at 4 p.m. and it ends until they out, baby. So when it's all gone, that's when they stop, okay?
Shut the front door.
Really?
They is very thirsty over there at Scholar Pub.
I mean, I feel like if you're going to do it, and just do it until it's like endless, like a buffet. Now, last but not least, okay, now, Warren Tavern, $1 oysters is a hysterical Charlestown spot. Okay, which is counted in George Washington and Powerfield's most packed, what does it say? Amongst part, basically they say old Negroes back in the day, right? They was eating it and they said that was shit was good and it's a legacy now. All right, now they got $1 oysters every day. From 3 to 6 p.m.
Every day.
Every day, la vida loca.
Were there any honorable mentions?
Honorable mentions, I'll say this. Number two and number, one and two of the honorable mentions, we're going to say, how you say that bougie name, friend?
Vital Central Square Restaurant. Vital is shucking oysters $1 daily from 5 to 7 p.m. And Carrie National Cocktail, Swanky Beacon Hill Spot. Carrie Nation offers $1 oysters Tuesday through Friday, 4 to 7. Honorable mentions.
Here's why they're honorable. See how they like later on in the day? If you can get off work on time, you can really go straight there for dinner. Okay, that's it. That's all. That's just because we night out was a little bit, maybe not. I'm a 9:30 girl. I'm sleepy. I want to go to bed at 9:30. But nah, that's not really how it works for a lot of these Bostonians. Go ahead and pull up there if you are interested. That was Munchie's Corner. Yeah.
That tasted good. Yummy.
Friend, what's going on with your live streaming? Big up.
Big up, big up. Well, you know your girl Powerpuff 88. That's my Bego ID. Is all things Bego Emporium. It's April in Bego world, and that means we are outside with April Shower PKs. If you don't know what that is a broadcaster battle. Broadcaster versus broadcaster. You, the supporter, comes in, you recharge, aka throw some bread on that app and throw it to your favorite broadcaster, supporting them with colorful gifts that says, I love you. If you're interested in becoming a host, hit your girl up. Click the link below where you can send me a message on WhatsApp or on Discord. I've got the links below, all right? And if you just want to come on the app and check it out, go to Bego Live, look up Powerpuff 88, and come join all the fun. We'll be having day parties and all types of shenanigans. Eggplants and water fruit and all types of things is going on. People getting naked, putting people clothes on, makeup, taking it off. If you want to know more about it, check out Bego Live. Bego, Bego.
Quite curious. And who is Powerpuff 88?
That's Bossy Bossy, a.k.a. Mary Jane. Jane.
So that's really how you're going to have to find her. The roles of Bego are very intense, and we'll break that over the next couple episodes on exactly what you can get done through Bego and how you can establish your lifestyle there. Broadcasting has debuted itself lively, baby. Bego, Bego. Anyway, so all that to be said, my name is Queenie, and I'm a little dreamy when it comes to the cooking and liquor culture. I've been just on my little back this when it comes to the short form content, and I've been like, hey, let me try to figure out how I'm gonna do all this and da 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 da. But the thing is that I was thinking to myself, we were talking about chicken and dumplings, one of our episodes, and I was like, let's go ahead and make a video on how to make chicken and dumplings, because this one was like, please do it. Can you go ahead and put that on your YouTube channel? And I'm going to. And you're going to see it. And you're going to be like, listen to this episode. And you're going to be like, hey, how am I going to make it? And then you're going to go to my channel. And you're going to be like, oh my God, that's how you make it. And I'll be like, oh my God, that's how you did it. And that's what we're going to do. Boom. All right, catch that.
And if you go to Boston Bossy CS, what's that?
What?
That's my YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got episodes. We got short content. We got stuff.
You got stuff?
We got stuff.
Yes.
We even got some throwback episodes back at my old house when we made our first studio when we was doing it and doing it and doing it. Yeah. To show that you too can be a POC DIYer. Like
yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Now, look. Go ahead and subscribe to Mary Jane and Munchie's YouTube channel right now. Okay. It's delivered. It's understood.
Are you subscribed? Subscribe. Emotional damage. Subscribe.
Do it. Because our touch talk is always going to be popping, but on YouTube, you're going to see us. This live in effect. And yes, we are in living color. Falling. Get it right, get it tight. And I'm not just talking about the downstairs, okay?
I'm Mary Jane, and you can catch me on Mary Jane and Munchies. Okay, you can also catch me as Boston Bossy on all social media platforms. Click the link in my Instagram bio if you want to know more about the kid.
Now, for me, it's Q-U-E-M-I-E-J-O-N-E-S. And yes, that's on all platforms. You're going to see this emblem right here. And then you're like, hey, shit, let me just go ahead and look that girl up. And now this me. Yes, it's me. Now, the Apakapaka Dispensary is one of the greatest dispensaries around the way. If you're right at the Forest Hill Station, a lot of the time, you're just like, damn, I need some weed. I'm looking, I need some G. I'm just looking, I need my recreational shit. I don't know, I got my medical card. I don't know where I'm fucking go. Just go right down. You're going to see the Mexican spot. Then you're going to go to Apaka. And then you go get your shit. And that's the realest thing I can say. Now, aside from that, you can also find our gummies there.
The Coast Cannabis Company's handcrafted tangerine and few gummies had us on a roller coaster, but it was a nice ride, and we're disembarking as we're rounding out the show. So shout out to them. You can find them at Apotheca right there by Forest Hill Station in Boston, Mass., a.k.a. Jamaica Plain, Mass.
All right, this was
Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. 420!
Wacky Wheeze! Oh, yeah! Subscribe.
Like.
Share.